Can I sit like this?
You can sit however you want.
Okay.
So, all right, guys. My name is Shane. Probably better referenced as you listen and as we record these, probably better referenced as Dad. And I have the host of the show here with me who, those of you that know her know that she probably needs no introduction, Addison.
Hi, my name is Addison.
And Addison and I have a really cool relationship. She's obviously my daughter, but she's a really cool kid. And those of you maybe who are probably watching this have probably never seen any of my content or anything that I put out, but she's seen me do a lot of content and a lot of videos and a lot of different things, you know, from recording on my phone to cameras to, you know, having staff follow me around when I travel and, you know, record and all these different things. And she has always wanted to produce some content. She's, you know, I don't think she has any aspirations to be a movie star or anything like that. She just wants to be in front of the camera. She wants to share a message and share stories. And, you know, I'm a dad, so, you know, you have to be conscious of those things and you have to make sure that it's done the right way. And we have kind of settled on this idea of Addison having a podcast. The Daughter Daddy Date is, I think, what we've officially named.
Yeah,
that's
the one.
Okay, we went with that. So these first couple episodes are going to be pretty
simple.
Be simple?
Yeah.
Be very simple. We're probably going to make a lot of mistakes. You think we'll make some mistakes? Yeah. You think so? She thinks we're going to make a lot of mistakes.
maybe.
I probably will make a lot of mistakes. She will probably do really, really well in regards to what she's doing. So she is the host of the show. I am the co-host, if you will. You know, I'll talk about myself, I guess, in a little bit. I would like Addison to, you know, maybe share a little bit about herself and who she is and what she likes and why she wants to do, you know, wanted to do a podcast. Go ahead.
So my name is Addison, like he said, and I am really kind, helpful person, and I am brave. I am very smart. So I really like, I'm very girlish.
And you wanted to do this podcast, so let me give some context to the listeners. How she described herself is how, you know, what we, you know, what we've obviously instilled in her and the confidence in those things. Those things don't come from a place of arrogance or, you know, anything like that. So why do you want to create content and share things?
Well, first of all, because our life is very interesting. And
our life is interesting.
Okay, yeah, this, very interesting.
This could be good. Go ahead. How is our life interesting?
Well, we have a 2-year-old. I have a 2-year-old younger brother. His name is Aiden.
Okay, he definitely makes life interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. I have 3 brothers and 1 sister. Two older brothers and my 1 oldest sister do not live with me.
They're from a previous dad and a previous relationships before mom. Okay. The listeners don't know, so I'm giving them some context.
Yes. And Aiden is my brother that mommy had, my mom had. So that's how our life is pretty interesting.
Okay. So What she's saying is that there's a lot of
commotion.
There's a lot of commotion. She yeah. says there's a lot of commotion. And, you know, I think, you know, what I know I would like to, you know, share and get out in regards to Addison and I doing this. We call it daughter daddy date in large part because that's kind of our thing. You know, when, you know, when the commotion kind of isn't as, yeah. as crazy, yeah. you know, we have our daughter daddy dates and, you know, we'll mm-hmm. go, you know, pick up some donuts and eat donuts and have some chocolate milk before school and
get her jam packed,
go to movies and, sometimes just go shopping and run some errands yeah. and different things. And, we have some pretty cool, interesting conversations and, you know, we have a good time. For us, you know, me, you know, I short, simple, I had an unconventional childhood and upbringing, most of which Addison probably isn't really privy to right now. But she knows, and in our household, we try to express and we try to share, you know, taking care of others and helping others. And Addison has a strong, strong desire and drive and passion to want to help others. And, you know, part of this is going to be fun and silly and simple and goofy. And, you know, you guys hearing a podcast curated from an 8-year-old and then 9-year-old and then 10-year-old, you know, as she ages. But part of this is also going to be in a way where, you know, we can show other kids or, you know, help other kids, you know, through life. And, you know, not really saying that we have all the answers because we don't. But in a way saying that we can help and we can, you know, we can share what our experiences and what we do.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
So, you know what, you know, now that we've kind of given everybody some context, you know, why, you know, we will video these. So we will record the video and the audio. So it will live in places like YouTube and those things like that. The audio obviously will be kind of, the podcast version of it. But, Addison, why do you want to do something like this? Why do you want to share your life and your stories and your imagination? Why do you want to share it with the world?
Well, one reason is because I get to spend time with my dad more often since we started this. And it's kind of a thing where we can just be calm and don't really have to think about many things.
Yeah, so just kind of relaxing. It's relaxing to you. Yeah. And this is something that you have wanted to do or we've discussed doing so that you and I can hang out. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, I mean, I would like to think I'm a pretty cool dad.
Yes, he is.
All right. And I would like to think you're a pretty cool daughter. So, you know, it gives us the opportunity to spend some time together, have fun, probably get to know each other even more. But also, you know, share some silly, goofy things. I'm sure there's going to be times where, you know, we're going to give a review on a toy. I'm sure there's no doubt that will happen. Maybe we'll give some reviews while we're on vacation, or as Addison just whispered, what?
Candy. Remember you said we would do reviews on new candy.
Oh, she wants to do reviews on new candy as it comes out. So this would be interesting. I'll have to find some ways to keep up with the new candy released. And she's a little giddy. So she likes that idea. So I think everybody will like that idea. We can give our reviews on, maybe we can have a day where we, you know, on one episode where we do a candy review each month and we just like review the candy that came out.
Review something.
Yeah, review like, something. Like maybe if we go to a movie, we can give a movie review. I tell you what, we can do that today. We just went and saw a movie.
Oh, yeah, we actually can.
Yeah, what movie did you see?
We saw Wonder Park.
Okay, so before we give in to the review, why don't you tell the people from an 8-year-old's perspective, what do you think? Like, what is Wonder Park about in a short, quick review?
Well, Wonder Park was about a girl named June that had a big imagination and really, really liked the idea of like a park that had a bunch of rides. And they were like magical and stuff. And she had all these stuffed animals and things that she made of the people who would, or the animals that would run it. And then her mom gets sick and she has to leave. And her mom was the one who helped her. So she mostly just threw it away and didn't think of it anymore. Then she actually got off of a bus from a field trip, I think. And then, well, she snuck out. Then she found a park, and the sign said Wonderland. She walked in. It had all the same characters, all the same rides that she had seen. Then by the end of her adventure in the Wonderland, she had found out that no matter what, she could still have an imagination. Then, at the end of the movie, her mom comes home and she's feeling fine.
Man, so spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Wonder Park, I'll put that in the intro to not listen, otherwise it might ruin the movie for some of you. But yeah, she has a great review. Great review. I think it was a really cool movie. I think it, I always love movies that, you know, that show the young lady, you know, who has the imagination and that can do anything. And there was a really cool part in the movie where, you know, she builds this crazy roller coaster, like as a kid.
Yeah. She builds it, and then she gets in big trouble because she ruined, like, the whole neighborhood.
Knocked down fences and everything.
Didn't yeah. She?
And there was a cool moment when that happened. Her mom asked her, why would you do that? What made you think that you could do that? And what'd she say?
She said, you told me that I could do anything. And
she could make anything happen, right?
Yeah. And because that night, the night before, she said, I wish that Wonder Park was real.
Yeah.
And then
her mom said, well, just make it.
And yep. And you can do anything. So you could make it happen.
Yeah.
And then she did that the next day.
And then you looked at me and what did you say in the movie?
That sounds a lot like somebody I know.
And what she's referring to is a saying that I have went through with her.
About a million times.
About a million times. Even more. Since as little as I can remember her.
I was like two.
Yeah, two or three.
I think.
And I'll give you, I think you want to share that with them, what we do? Okay, so before school or
before
anything big where maybe she's, you know, a little bit anxious or a little bit nervous or a little bit on the fence of whether or not she's going to succeed or that she's good enough to achieve what she's trying to achieve, I will ask her and I will start off and I will say, what are you?
Big.
What are you?
Strong.
What are you?
Smart.
What can you do?
Anything.
That's right. And that's, huh?
What are you going to be?
And then recently we've added one because Addison has a really, really strong want to help others. And she loves all of her classmates and really wants to help and wants to be a leader and wants to do those things. She sees her dad as a leader, you know, whether it's in a community or in business. And she has those traits and she wants to take on those challenges. And, you know, so now we've recently added. Now, at the end, when I say, what can you do? She says, anything. And then I say, what are you going to be?
A leader.
And we go through this. And, you know, we've had different times where we've, I don't know, done different things, or she's done something. And I can remember a year or two ago, she took a test on something just really hard for her. And her mom and I looked at each other like we didn't even help her. Like we didn't even go over this with her. And her mom asked her, she said, well, you know, why, you know, how did you do that? You know, what made you think that you could just knock that out and do it? And she's like, well, Dad says that I can do anything. So, you know, go ahead.
I thought of something else.
Yeah, go ahead.
Whenever I did the IXL fourth grade math thing.
Oh, yes. She recently did a new, she's in second grade. She recently did a practice test thing on the iPad that she's got through a math program at school. And she knocked it out, you know, and she did it. And she was like, well, I don't know this and I don't know that. And we went through it. And I'm like, well, you do know it. And you can do it. And, you know, it's not about being hard, because I'm definitely hard on the kids, but it's about being supportive. And it's about letting them know that they can do anything. Now, just because you can do everything doesn't mean you're going to get everything, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have to put in the what?
Work.
You got to put in the work. And if you don't work for it and you don't believe that it's possible, it's not going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we put in the work and we try, then if it's going to happen, that's the way that it's most likely going to happen, right?
Yes.
But we're going to lose more times in life than we're ever going to what?
Win.
Absolutely. We're going to lose. We're going to lose a bunch. And, you know, sometimes there's a narrative that we share to the public or to our kids that you can be anything. You can be the president, or you can be an astronaut, and you can be all those things, a doctor, or all those different things. And you can be, but it doesn't mean that you're going to be. And you've got to first be willing to put in the work. It means you got to be willing to work. You got to be willing to work like crazy, right? And then you have to want to.
Yes, you have to want to.
Right?
Yep. If you don't want to, then you really can't do it. So
that's kind of something we go through. The movie, kind of circling back, Wonder Park, I think it was a great. Addison said it was two thumbs up. So she loved it. I think we would highly recommend any kid, any daughter, any parent and child, go check it out. I think it was a good movie. It was a fun time for us. We recently got a new movie theater here where we live, and it's got the reclining seats and all kinds of space and stretch out. And I think Dad might have dozed off a time or two.
Like five.
She says five times. I don't think it was five times.
Yeah, it was definitely five. Definitely five.
Yeah. She's definitely not. So yeah, I think this makes a good first episode.
Me too.
What are you excited about as far as doing this? What are you hoping to get out of this?
Well, I mean, I'm hoping to get like fun times and relaxing times and more time with you. Yeah. And
what are you hoping to give the people who listen? What do you hope they get out of this?
Inspiration. Well, yeah.
Inspiration, but she calls it inspiration. And you like all kids, she's got, you know, she's got different ideas and imagination and different things. So how do you want to inspire, you know, kids or families who listen to this?
Well, one reason I want to inspire them is because, well, they can just watch this with their families or listen to this with their families and just use their for the children to use their imagination and let their imagination run wild.
Okay. And what do you want them to learn from you?
Well, try your hardest. You can do anything. Always be a leader. Always do your best. That's pretty much what okay. I would
cool.
want
what do you,
them to learn.
What do you hope? What do you hope the parents learn from you?
Well, I would say the parents would learn a lot from you.
Okay.
Because you're the parent.
Well, okay.
I mean, but they would learn from me, well, probably let your child's imagination
kind of grow.
Like, yeah. That's pretty much
why should a parent let their kid's imagination go wild?
Well, cuz children don't have imagination, then they're never gonna like know what they want to do, what they want to do when they grow up, or
it's like dreams and
yeah,
goals.
They'll never have goals or dreams or belief or stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. So you said the parents are gonna learn from me. What do you think the parents would learn from me?
Well, I mean, how about you answer that question?
Well, I'm gonna answer it. I'm curious to think what you think the parents would learn. What do you think another parent would learn from listening or seeing Dad? I'm curious to see what these answers are going to be, by the way, because I have no idea.
I would say like maybe probably the same answer as me. What they would learn from me, but I honestly don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope that parents, parenting for me is an everyday education and learning and evolution and really just being open-minded. And, you know, I've got 5 kids and Addison is the second youngest and they're all different. And we have, you know, being a dad and being a parent and being a daughter, being a sister.
Yes.
Is for those of you that listen to this, sometimes Addison might seem a little low. I'm trying not to verbally cue her to put the microphone closer to her mouth. So if you're having trouble hearing her from time to time, that's why. So we'll work on that over the next couple episodes. But I hope that parents, you know, are open-minded and, you know, believe blindly in your kids, support them, push them. But that's what I hope, you get out of this. And by zero stretch, I am the furthest thing from a perfect parent. I do not have all the answers. I make mistakes on a daily basis as a dad and a husband and as a father and a friend and, you know, a business leader and all those different things. So, nobody's perfect here. We make mistakes. We make a ton of mistakes.
Yeah.
And we embrace our mistakes and we own them. Because if you're making mistakes, that means you're doing what? What does it mean if you're making mistakes, Addison? If you're not
you're
trying.
You're doing your best.
That's right. You're giving it all you got. Doesn't mean you're going to win, right? It just
like
means,
we said earlier, you get more loses than you do wins.
That's right. You're gonna lose way more than you ever win. So, I think we'll kind of wrap this up. I think this has been good. It wasn't forced. It was kind of pretty easy.
Yeah, I would say so too.
All right. Anything you would like to leave the kids with? Any last words?
Well, if you have any upcoming tests at school or something like that, then always do your best. Remember that you can do anything. And yeah.
Awesome. Well, I think we'll leave it there. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you guys for spending a little bit of time out of your day just listening to the Daughter Daddy Date podcast with Dad and Addison.
Bye.
Bye-bye.